This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're counting alive for the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the fans, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are on the free Odyssey app, good Thursday morning. Boomer is out again today. We've got Willie Colon in for Boomer.
Morning.
Good morning, Willie. What's happening?
Good morning. Happy to be in the passenger seat with you, Gio.
Yes,
you look great, by the way.
It's not
all ready.
Yeah, thank you very much. Color coordinated. I'm hoping that the moisture on the course that I'm planning to play is dried up a little bit later today. So, yeah, that's why I'm dressed a little bit. I got the gray pants along with a gray top. I've already gotten several comments on that already. You don't look like yourself. Well, yeah, you're right. I do not.
What's the normal fit?
Definitely a jeans every day. Anytime I'm wearing any sort of pant outside of a jean,
yeah,
that's a little bit jarring for people around here. You know what I'm saying?
You're not like Doug Funny. You don't have like a consistent go-to.
No. I don't wear the same type of shirts, but I definitely wear the same jeans. Like Al Dukes, who's not here today, but he will not wash his jeans.
And why?
He just because it changes the way they fit him and everything else. He will not wash them. And he'll wear them like consistently throughout, will not wash his jeans.
Stains and all?
Yeah, but he doesn't do much. He doesn't get a lot of stains on him. If he gets a stain on him, maybe he'll just take a little bit of Dawn and a wet paper towel and scrub it out, you know? But he's not throwing that thing in the washing machine.
I'm amazed by Al. Every time I meet him, I hear about him.
Yeah, and then you learn everything about him, and then you're not amazed anymore. Like, while you're learning about him, you're like, man, this is crazy. And then when you learn everything, you're like, okay, it's not so crazy. So there's two types of people that go on vacation. There are people who are locked in to their jobs still when they're on vacation, and there's people that unplug, right? So
are you...
I'm a guy who unplugs. Like,
I have
actually
to unplug.
Delete my social media apps while I'm on vacation, so I just don't look at anything. But of course, Boomer is the other way.
Okay.
Boomer, he gets stuff and sees Instagram reels and stories and all sorts of stuff. So he's down in the Dominican. I don't think that he's going to be held at machete point like I was where
he's staying. Is Boomer a passport, bro?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he goes. He goes around. But he's, so he's in the Dominican. And because of that, like, his phone isn't working the same way as it normally would.
Sure.
So I get a text first from him that says, uh-oh, and then a bunch of dots, dot, 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 dot. And I'm like, what the hell is that?
You know? Right.
So I'm like, I'm just going to wait a little bit to see what goes on. And like 20 minutes later, an article came through that he sent me. And that article was something from the Sporting News that no one else has picked up since.
Only Boom.
But no, I don't think he got tricked by anything. This is a legitimate Sporting News article.
Okay.
But no other NFL insider has co-signed on top of this thing. And then the website that they reference in this Sporting News article is something I had never heard of before. So I tell you this because I proceed with caution, but it is the Sporting News, which we all have heard of.
You got me nervous, not even 7 o'clock.
And the article is by someone who's been covering the NFL for 14 years. I looked at his bio. So I was like, okay, like maybe this is true, maybe this isn't true. So this is what it was. Arizona Cardinals expected to trade Kyler Murray to QB needy team for coveted first-round NFL draft pick. Mm. That is the headline. Now, Adam Schefter didn't go and say anything about this. Ian Rappaport didn't go and say anything about this. Nobody else did. But this guy who wrote the article, whose name is... Let me go back to the top. Sean LaBar has been covering the NFL for over a decade. So he puts this out there. Now, the reason why Boomer says, uh-oh, is he's thinking the New York Giants. Well, no, I think more the Giants.
Okay.
I think more the Giants after not getting Matthew Stafford because they are desperate to win some games next year.
Yeah, that whole Stafford thing was nonsense.
Yeah, it feels like now it was. And he wasn't serious about going anywhere because both the Raiders and the Giants gave him massive offers that he should have, if he wanted to leave, he would have said yes.
The Giants are so desperate, they were willing to sell the house. And at the end of the day, Matthew Stafford was like, do I stop looking at the Pacific Ocean in the sunny days, or do I go to a 3-14 team that's absolutely on fire right now?
Right. There was no way that he was going
he
to
was
look
not
at the Giants
to start over
as a palatable way to end his career. For the Giants, like, I thought maybe if they came over the top with the biggest deal and he was only concerned about the money at that point because it was his last chance at a big contract, he would consider it. But it didn't happen. So now, what do? They obviously don't love the other quarterbacks that much because of what they tried to do with Matthew Stafford. So, Kyler Murray, I don't dislike Kyler Murray. A lot of people hate on Kyler Murray. I don't dislike him. And I think he had a decent season last year. And I remember watching him against the Vikings and being impressed in that game. I said, man, he looks more accurate and more in control of the offense than I've ever seen him before. And that's one game.
Sure.
But you cannot trade the third overall pick for Kyler Murray, in which it suggests here, coveted first-round pick for Kyler Murray. You can't do that. That's insane. But if he is available, and this is something that gained some steam in the sporting news, and this guy seemed to be on top of it before anybody else, or maybe it ends up getting squashed. If you heard that tomorrow, that the Giants were trying to acquire Kyler Murray, would you say good or uh-oh, like Boomer said from the Dominican?
You know, for me, it's good because they don't have an answer right now. There's no heir apparent to Daniel Jones. The whole situation seems like Joe Sheehan and company, they're extremely desperate, as I mentioned. I mean, if you're going into the draft and you do get a Shedeur Sanders, you're still talking about a kid that's going to need time and be acclimated and kind of, you know, get birthed into the NFL. And he's coming to the table with things, right? You know, he's not as athletic, but extremely accurate, was sacked a lot in college. And there's a lot that comes with him, obviously, off the field. But nevertheless, if you got a chance to get a Kyler Murray, now you're talking about a guy who's played, seasoned, can definitely step into the offense and be productive right away. And it's a boost on the offensive side of the ball. So I never had a problem with Kyler Murray. I think a lot went into him playing video games and him, you know, his contract situation and all that other stuff. I like Kyler Murray. So
yeah, I think he got a bad rap early because him and that Cliff Kingsbury regime, you know,
never worked out,
fighting on the sidelines and everything else. And
which coaches and players fight on the sideline?
Yeah, it happens all the time. I mean, for God's sakes, Travis Kelce basically, you know,
pushed Andy Reid.
Yeah, I mean, if that.
But on top of that, when Kyler was thrown into when he was able to get back on the field this season, He was money good. Like I remember the game against the Jets, man. I mean, he came out throwing that thing. And the 1-2 combination between him and James Conner, I liked everything that he was able to do this season. So you talk about having a quarterback that's still fairly young, has played a lot of football, and still has that winning edge. Why not? Why not take a shot at him? But there's a lot of teams that can use a Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but see, you think so, but I don't think that list is that long because I think it's the same list that was out there for Matthew Stafford. Because there, if you really go through it,
there's four teams that need a legit quarterback.
Well, yeah, the
plug and play quarterback, right?
The Jets and Giants for sure.
Steelers,
right?
Raiders,
the Steelers and the Raiders. Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are the four teams.
Dare I say the Vikings if they figure it out?
Well, but they drafted a guy number 10 overall.
Yeah, who's dealing with a bum knee that people are now kind of getting a little worried about.
Yeah, but they have options. They love Daniel Jones, and they could bring back Sam Darnold. I don't think that
they
would.
They're not bringing back Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I didn't think that they would, but if you're telling me that J.J. McCarthy could maybe not be healthy and no one else wants to pay Sam Darnold that money, like, where's he going to go?
Well, Sam Darnold right now, I think they didn't tag him. They had an opportunity to do it yesterday. They didn't do it. Now I think this team is preparing for the McCarthy era. The problem is that you still need a veteran in the building who's going to be a bridge quarterback. And that's what they're searching for.
Yeah, but I think that their plan would be, if he's healthy, to start him next year. Like, they want to have that rookie quarterback contract and then build around that, because a lot of GMs have had success with that. So like the CBSSports.com this morning has like a guess and agent's take on what these guys are going to be asking for.
Okay.
Tell me what team, and this is the agent's take, so this is not the former GM's take. Tell me what team is going to give Sam Darnold $127.5 million for 3 years, $42.5 million per year, and overall guarantees of $90 million after those last two games? What team's doing that?
Well, first of all, you got to think about a team that can afford to do that. And the team that pops off in my mind is the Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders have
cap. They have $92 million.
Yeah, a lot of teams have cap space, the Raiders being one of them. Does Pete Carroll, USC connection, want to do that? I mean, that's a possibility. But you also have to
attract more talent.
Yeah.
Who wants to come play alongside Sam?
Yeah, they got a terrible roster out there.
Not good.
Yeah, so, I mean, that doesn't seem like something that would work, but...
But the Chris Godwins of the world are still out there. You talk about...
Devontae Adams.
I don't know if he wants to go back to the Raiders, but...
Yeah. Well, yes, but for teams, that's true. He would not go back to the Raiders, but he could easily be an option for a team that's looking for weapons. But, yeah, T. Higgins right now doesn't look like... I mean, that's not going to happen. He's either going to play for the Bengals on the franchise tag, or they're going to
trade. If I jump out there, I think they're going to trade.
Yeah.
They need more pieces. I know Joe Burrow's like, well, you know, and there's this running narrative like, well, if the Eagles could sign all their guys, I'm like, yeah, but you understand. The Bengals are horrible on defense. Like, horrible. Yeah. I think they were like 3-8 in one score games, 2-something against playoff teams. I mean, they're bad. Valid, you have Joe Burrow and you have Jamar Chase. But the only reason why Jamar Chase was Jamar Chase was because of T. Higgins, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're saying if you're going to take away T. Higgins, you're going to have to get more pieces on the defensive side of the ball to complete this team, to make this team competitive at all.
Right, to fire that defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo, that everybody absolutely loved and was the Chiefs' kryptonite for a number of years, and Patrick Mahomes couldn't do anything against his defenses, all of a sudden gets fired like it's his fault.
And they're letting go of more guys. Von Bell's going to be gone.
Yeah.
You're talking about Jermaine Pratt's going
to
be gone.
I mean, he complained about it. He wanted to get traded, too.
Right. They let go of one of their top guards and Alex Kappa. So it's like, you got to build this team up, but you need money to do so.
Yeah, so this is why this is kind of a shaky type of report here for me, because I don't want to totally dismiss it, but at the same time, they also put in here, and tell me, Fleegs, you're all over everything. I mean, this guy is like, he's like burrowing holes in NFL news. Yeah. He like lives in the NFL news ground,
probably,
like a groundhog.
He's probably greasing himself, getting ready for Tyler Warren to get dropped off somewhere.
So it's TWSN. So I click on this, TWS. So in this Sporting News article, it says TWSN believes the New York Giants will trade their first-round pick for Murray in a move that would send shockwaves to the NFL. So I click on TWSN. What is that? The Right Way Sports Network? So I'm like, I've never heard of this. So I go on X and I find like the Right Way Sports Network, and it's got 7,000 followers.
Mm.
So what am I to make of this thing? Is this just something that some guy is throwing out there because it's the NFL news was a little bit slower? But it wasn't slow yesterday. You had the Max Crosby thing. You had the DK Metcalf thing. You had a bunch of things.
I think it's a great throw in the water. It causes ripple effects, right? At the end of the day, we talked about four teams that legitimately need a quarterback, and the Steelers are one of them. Imagine, and the Steelers, I think they're 17th on the draft board.
Yeah. Maybe. So do you think, I mean, is this legitimate at all?
I would say probably not, but like, you know, and there was news yesterday, but there wasn't quarterback news. I think Willie's right. You just throw something out there.
Yeah.
7,000 followers. Is this a blue check? Because if it is, it's probably one that's paid for. So he's throwing something out there and hoping like, hey, there have been rumors about Kyler. Maybe I'll get lucky.
There's
and
two
the next
parts
4 days,
of this,
there'll
though.
Be a trade.
There's two parts of this. So the TWSN one was believes he'll be traded to the Giants. The Sporting News, though, then that's the one that says expects, you know, Cardinals expect to trade Kyler Murray to quarterback needy team for first overall pick. So that's them. And then they say TWSN, this thing I never heard of in my life, you know, they expect it to be the New York Giants. Like, okay, duh. You know, like, just anybody could say that.
That's
right?
I would toss out the TWSN one. The Sporting News one, you have to put a little bit into because it's a legitimate outlet and maybe. Whoever put it out there from Sporting News heard something at the combine. That's more of a, hey, this could happen. the TWSN one and it being the Giants, I would throw that. That seems like somebody saw the sporting news and said, like, Willie, I'm going to make my guess. This is the prediction and throw it out there, just throwing something out and hoping to be
well,
right.
Well, let me ask you this. What team would shock you? Out of the four, what team?
The way the Steelers do business, I would be shocked if they traded their 17th. If anybody traded their number one overall pick this year, their first round draft pick, rather, this year for Kyler Murray, that would totally shock me.
New regime, Omar Khan, new GM.
Yeah, but he's been there forever, man. I had lunch with that guy when I was in Pittsburgh.
He was my GM. He was handling my contract.
He was the cap guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember sitting there at that Southside facility cafeteria with Burt Loughton and
shout out Burt
and Kevin Colbert, and Omar Khan sat down. I didn't know who he was, and then they sat down and introduced me to Omar Khan. I was like, this is our cap guy, blah blah blah, you know. And then like a few years after that, there were other teams that was trying to poach him away, and then they made him the GM in waiting and everything else. So I don't feel like it's a new regime really, but the Steelers, like, I can't see Omar Khan going up to Art Rooney and saying to him, like, hey, I'm going to trade our first round pick for Kyler Murray. I'm going to take on this contract for the next couple of years, which is, you know, that he's making. So the cap hit, see, this is the big problem. The cap hit on his contract is $43 million next year.
Mm.
And then $53 million the next year. Now, these things can get restructured.
Yeah, those things can get chopped up and tossed around
in
different ways.
I don't look at that as prohibitive anymore after the Broncos did what they did with Russell Wilson, and the Jets did what they did with Aaron Rodgers. Teams are just like saying, screw it, we'll figure it out and take these cap hits. But I don't see the steal. I see the Giants doing it for like a third round pick.
I think a surprise team in my head that pops up, and maybe I can be absolute bonkers, is the Saints.
Yeah, no, that's not crazy at all. But isn't that, you know, we're talking NFC to NFC, but West to South. Giants are also NFC. Yeah, I mean, it would be, yeah.
What would surprise you more, if the Steelers were able to get Kyler Murray or sign Aaron Rodgers?
Oof. Kyler Murray, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because I saw them do what they did with Russell Wilson last year. It'd be a similar thing. It's like, we bring in Aaron Rodgers.
See, I don't think it's a similar thing. Well, I think if they're able to get Aaron Rodgers, it's a good bridge if you feel like you got to go get a quarterback next year in the draft. And talking about a guy who, you know, the last 10 games, you're talking, what, 18 touchdowns? I think we got like 11 or something. I forgot his interceptions were, what they were. But he was a lot more mobile, especially when they put Fashion on that left tackle. And he can still throw the ball. And, you know, one of the issues with Russell Wilson is he can't throw in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Rodgers doesn't have those issues. He'll sling it to anything and everyone, and anywhere, rather. So
when I say it's a similar thing. It's a veteran who has come in that you'd pay $1.2 million for 1 year. So like they've already gone that route with their team. Maybe not from X's and O's, it's a similar thing.
Sure.
But they already brought in that big personality type guy into their team for 1 year.
You got to remain competitive in that division.
Yeah. I mean,
they weren't able to compete in the last four games of last season because they just didn't have competent and elite quarterback play.
Yeah,
against really good teams.
Yeah, and I wonder, like, I'd love to be a fly on the wall with, you know, thinking about this, you know, hearing Joe Shane and Brian Daboll talk about this, like, after the Matthew Stafford thing falls apart, like, do they think that Kyler Murray could save their jobs? Mm. Do they think that bringing him in, trading for him, and then using that, because you would not trade the third overall pick, and using that third overall pick on one of these other top players, whether it be, you know, Travis Hunter or the edge rusher or the tackle out of LSU or any of those things to make the team better, did they think that'll save their jobs?
That's a good question.
And that is I know he loves a mobile quarterback. Kyler is built completely differently than Josh Allen.
He's a small guy.
Yeah.
And with an enormous head. He has a head like a mascot.
He does.
But he can play football.
I mean, people always do those things on X where they make him look like a little person, you know?
And it's real life.
And it's not far off, you know? And then you're like, am I supposed to laugh at this or not? I don't know if I'm allowed to.
I've been around him twice, and great guy. Seems like he carries himself extremely well. But he has a head like a Lego figure.
Yeah,
he looks like a Lego figure.
And how tall is he, actually? What's, I mean, was he listed at?
In my, from an eye test from afar, he seems like he's about 5'10". 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah, I mean, you can't be a little person at 5'10", right?
Yeah, you can.
Like if you were meant to be like 6'10", is that how that works?
I don't know. It looked like guys sawed him off at the knees. He's not a tall guy.
Yeah. Let's see.
But he gets it done. I mean, he can throw the football.
They got him listed at 5'10".
Yeah.
And you'd feel like he projects smaller than that. You know, like Bryce Young's 5'10", Russell Wilson's 5'11". You think Kyler Murray, he's got to be shorter than those guys, but he's not.
No, because his head gives him inches. That damn head is enormous. So
it's like an optical illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like there's certain guys, like no matter how much weight they lose, if their head size remains the same.
There's nothing worse than somebody drops a bunch of LBs and their head just protrudes out.
Yeah, it just looks the same. And then you're like, man, like.
And the hair, there's no haircut that changes that either. And you're it's like, a big ass head.
Like I know that you. Like, I know you lost all this weight, and I'm happy for you, but you look the same to me because your head, your skull, you didn't lose mass from your skull.
Yeah, I didn't Barry Bonds it either. I didn't grow a couple inches.
Right. So that's some NFL stuff. I also got some really interesting Sauce Gardner things I want to throw at you a little bit later as my worlds collided, and I saw Sauce Gardner on a YouTube golf video. And
he's a golfer, huh? He's big into golf right now.
He just started. He started last year in June of 24. So he's got a long way to go, like most people who just start.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about golf, you could play forever, right?
Yeah.
You can't.
So he's starting, just starting out.
Yeah. But I heard he's into like buying new clubs and all this other stuff.
Oh, he's really.
He's got the buck.
Yeah. And he also has like all the phrases that everybody says, you know, when they hit the ball. Like, oh, I pulled it, or sit down, or, you know, slice that one, hit that off the toe. Like he's doing all the stuff. So he's
none of that.
But he said a couple of really interesting Jets things yesterday that I don't think a lot of people are on. I don't think people are paying attention. And I'm paying attention because I'm a sicko when it comes to this stuff. When these videos come out, I watch. So I'm paying attention.
Okay.
So what you're going to see today now is, this is what Boomer says. We're going to talk about it. Then there's going to be headlines all over the place.
Gotcha.
What he said.
Okay.
You know, trying to figure out some of these things, some of these codes he threw out there in this video.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo with Willie in for Boomer this morning. Jerry said he's got a lot of great stuff, even though nothing was going on yesterday.
I've missed you, Jerry.
Somehow.
No, you haven't. I saw you on the Carton Show during the playoffs.
Oh, man.
Mm.
Sorry.
You're cheating on us.
I still could love you from a distance.
Somehow we ended up, Gina and I, watching the entirety of Wheel of Fortune last night. I don't know when the last time I did that was. I couldn't even tell you. The entirety of Wheel of Fortune. And then the woman who won was spectacular. She could have been the best puzzle solver in the history of Wheel of Fortune.
Tipped off.
Just was amazing. Yeah, she was. No, I don't think she was tipped off.
Is that Seacrest doing it now?
Yeah, he is the pits.
Okay.
It's not good.
No, he's just so cheesy about things, you know? Like, Pat Sajak had that perfect balance of, like, I'm the guy that everybody likes. I've been here for a while, but you know deep down I hate every one of you. And he was able to strike that. Like, Ryan Seacrest is still pretending to be all sunshine and rainbows stuff, but he never shows who he really is.
What do you want him to do? I want
him to be Pat Sajak, which is impossible. You know, like Ken Jennings, when he took over for Trebek, you know, after Trebek's passing at Jeopardy, like Ken Jennings is his own thing.
His own guy.
And like Ryan Seacrest is trying to be Pat Sajak without the cynical nature of Pat Sajak. And it's just like I see through that. Anybody who grew up around here sees through that crap. Like that might work in other places in the South or like in California. Like, I know you're full of crap. I know it. And I know there's some darkness deep down in you, and you're looking at these people and you're like, oh, that's great that you love knitting pictures of your cat. You know, like he's like this loser. I just know he's thinking that.
Just at home beating up hamsters.
Maybe. You know? Maybe it goes that far.
Cork like that.
Yeah, right. Or just like, whatever it is. But he's just so cheesy.
Anytime I hear or see him, I think of Dinkelman.
Dinkelman is this other guy.
Yeah. From what's the name of the show? American Idol.
American Idol.
They were the two guys. Dinkelman went one way, Seacrest went the other. Seacrest went here, and Dinkelman drives Uber.
Yeah, he should have known with the last name Dinkelman that he wasn't going to be the guy. Because Garfunkel, Dinkelman, it was about to happen again, you know?
Dinkelman doesn't stick.
It doesn't
stick like Seacrest.
No, you know, if you took off the man, he was just whatever Dinkle, that could have worked.
Right, well, it was Dinkelman, right?
I don't remember. I don't remember, but yeah, that poor
son of a
bitch.
Now you got me wondering if it was Dinkle.
Dinkle?
Dinkelman.
Seacrest, and I'll just do this real
quick. I think it was Brian Dinkelman, I believe, because 60 Minutes did a piece on him, how he, you know.
Brian Dunkelman.
Oh, I was close.
Even worse.
Dunkelman. Even worse.
Can I, a small tidbit here. I'm looking at this computer. Who was looking up True Detective Nude?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, me.
Okay.
That was all me because Gio talked about this great scene from, what was her name?
Yeah, so Alexandra Daddario was at the Knicks game sitting courtside next to Jennifer Hudson when she got in that little issue with the ball and her husband or her boyfriend Common. And I saw her and I said, I couldn't watch Jennifer Hudson and Common going through that whole thing because I was just, my brain was getting shot back to True Detective season one and Alexandra
Daddario. Great season.
Yeah, and you remember that scene, right? Woody Harrelson and Kane Coffin.
If you don't remember, just kind of click on that.
Well, no, I'm looking at the search engine. It says True Detective Nude, and then there's Long Island Bird Flu. Then it goes
that's
Marfan Syndrome. And I'm like, who the hell was on this computer?
Yeah.
I only was part of the nude part.
Okay.
Do you ever do with Google where it'll finish the thing, and I'll put in, like, why do white people, and then see what it does, and then why do black people, and then like it's hilarious. Ever do that?
No.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Now I am.
Yeah, just do that while Jerry's doing his update, and I'll handle the rest, and you can just laugh. I want you to experience this as soon as possible because it's so. Okay. I don't know if it's as bad as it was when it first started because that's when it was really bad.
Why don't white people wash their chicken?
You could do why don't white people too.
Right.
It says why do white people. You could try that too. Yeah. See, yeah. What? Now I got to say the first thing. I haven't done this in years.
Oh, man. Yeah, why don't white people use lotion?
See, I told you. Right.
Why don't white dwarfs collapse?
What? I'm telling you. Right.
Oh,
look
man.
At that. Yeah.
There's a couple.
Why don't white people use seasoning?
I have no idea. It bothers me. It's one of my biggest phobias when I ate at my white friend's barbecues. they pride themselves on their, you know, like, nobody knows how to grill a chicken or make a steak like me, but it tastes like a doormat, right? Like, it's just like, at the end of the day, you have a slew of seasonings that you can just randomly pick that can make your food taste better, and white folks just refuse to.
Yeah. Not all white folks, but some.
Well, the ones I eat, the homes I eat at, mostly.
Right, you don't want to stereotype.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
All right, so here are your two Sauce Gardner clips. And I would like to thank these guys on the 4Play Golf Channel for bringing this up on the first hole, basically, or the second hole. So it was easy to find. This was Jersey Jerry suggesting Pittsburgh to Sauce as they were driving on the cart path.
The Steelers need a corner. You come in?
Joey Porter.
Yeah, I know. We need another. We need a two. We need a second corner.
Yeah, I got Deontay.
He's getting old, though. I mean, he did his thing for a long time.
He has to leave for a minute.
He's getting old. He had some back problems, you know?
All right, so that's part one, as they would continue.
And by the way, I was shocked that Sauce said a number two. Like, when he goes, we need a number two. And he was like, wait, because he doesn't think of himself as a number two.
He thinks himself as the best cornerback in football.
Yeah, right.
And then here he continues, really wants him to go to the Steelers.
Listen, Tomlin would love you.
Hey, Tomlin is a cool coach for sure.
We got the money, too. Give you a new deal, Sauce, no?
But I can just get a new deal with the Jets this offseason, though, too, man. I love it. I love New York.
I know. Aaron Glenn, too.
Aaron Glenn.
I know. He's great.
All right. So he says the specific thing there that sticks out is this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks this offseason. And later in the video, the cap goes up, like the news breaking of the cap going up happened, and he was like, you know, went up $22 million, and he was all excited about it. So I don't think it's going to happen this offseason for him, but he believes it will. So it was interesting.
Certainly sounds like it, no doubt. The Raiders did give Max Crosby a 3-year extension, $106 million. Here was John Spytek.
This is obviously a big commitment, and it's not lost on us how big that is, but there's no one we'd rather do it with than Max and what he stands for and the way he plays the game and the passion. I mean, that's what Coach and I have talked about. And
what are you laughing at?
Why do black people like Dodge Chargers? Sorry. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. Someone Googled that enough for this to be in a little Phil.
Oh.
Think about that.
We do. We like Dodge Chargers and Hellcats. That's kind of our thing.
Sorry, Jerry.
That's all right. Here's Crosby. I'll continue being the player I've been.
It doesn't change my approach. You know what I mean? I'm still going to be here same time every single day and put the work in. That's just a byproduct of, you know, the sacrifice that we do on a daily basis. So when I'm retired, whenever that day is, you know, maybe go on a couple more vacations. But for the time being, I'm focused on being the best on the planet at what I do.
So I don't know if I'd be more excited if I was a Jet fan here in Sauce or a Raider fan here in Max Crosby there.
Yeah, well, Max Crosby, a much better player than Sauce Gardner, albeit different positions.
But they're there, guys. That's all.
Yeah, there are. I don't believe with this new regime. And, you know, Boomer says this whole thing, too, that I don't quite understand. But he says the only reason they would get a contract this offseason if they want to take a major discount. That would be the only reason why the Jets would give them a contract in this offseason. So hopefully that isn't a bone of contention with him and Garrett Wilson if they don't get him and Mooj doesn't give them the deals. But, you know, well, something to follow.
Yeah, I think this year is a prove it year for his Sauce without a doubt, especially after the down year he had this year. But also, I think people don't realize how big of a player DJ Reed is.
Yeah.
Like, that guy competed and fought and took on every number one possible. They try to, you know, they try to isolate him in a lot of different ways as far as going at him. And he just stood tall in a lot of big situations. They're going to have to get somebody to balance that out. So, you could pay Sauce, but you better get somebody on the opposite side of him that can kind of fill the shoes DJ Reed had.
I'll have a lot more football coming up throughout the course of the morning. Do have some good stuff that we can get to. I'll tell you, the Knicks are in L.A. to take on the Lakers tonight. Los Angeles has won 7 in a row, and Karl Anthony Towns is going to play. He is joining them there, so that's at least good news. The Nets are home for the Warriors. Brooklyn has lost 5 in a row. Bucks beat the Mavericks, notable as Giannis goes for 32 points. He goes over 20,000 for his career. Now, this is coming, you know, off the heels of LeBron going over 50,000 the other night. Here was Giannis reacting to that big number.
It's a good feeling. Like, I'm proud of the journey, but I have so much more to give. I'm 30 years old. I have so much to give. I'm changing my game. I'm becoming more efficient, more effective.
Okay, we'll see if he can get the 30 and 40,000. Who knows? The Cavaliers won again, 12 in a row for them. They beat the Heat 112-107, first team to clinch a playoff spot. From baseball, how about Jose Iglesias going to the Padres on a minor league deal?
I know. You know what I'm more surprised at? Because David Stearns came flat
the
out.
Yankees.
Yes. Exactly. Took the words right out.
I know.
That's a team that would make so much more sense. He's already here. You know what he could do. The need at third base. They've had an emphasis this offseason on defense. Yeah, surprising. I don't know. It's a shame because I would have liked to have him around. It would have been tough to see him on the Yankees. But I just think that the modern day GM looks at what he did last year as an aberration. That's what I think.
Okay, there's not one team that could have used him and given him a major league deal.
I agree.
I mean, you're one guy in the league, call him the MVP of the Mets. Or the National League, excuse me. Crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Capitals and Rangers. Rangers had a 2-1 lead in the third. Then Alex Ovechkin struck with career goal 885. And then in overtime.
Under a minute to go, 2-1 Caps. Wilson to Strome. Strome waits down low. They score. Tom Wilson wins it for Washington.
And that was Sam Rosen on MSG. 3-2 the final. Well, not long before they were going to go to a shootout, but instead they get the win in overtime. Alex Ovechkin, we mentioned, 885, so he's now 9 away from tying Wayne Gretzky's 894 and 10 away from breaking the record. In the loss, goals for Artemi Panarin and Sam Carrick. College basketball of note, UConn beat number 20 Marquette 72-66. You've got St. John's closing out their regular season at Marquette on Saturday, and Ole Miss beat number 4 Tennessee 78-76.
All right, thank you, Jerry. We'll see you next hour.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Willie Colon in for Boomer this morning. So it's something that Google does with its autofill, which is hilarious. It's something I discovered years ago, and every person that I introduce it to ends up having a great time with it. And Willie is experiencing that right now. And
man,
that is
amazing.
If you type in "why do white people" and then let Google finish it,
just let it go.
And then you do "why do black people" let Google finish it. And you could do this with any religion. Why do Scientologists? Why do this? Why do that? Whatever it may be, and see what people are searching enough for the Google algorithm to spit out these questions to think that that's where you're going.
Yeah.
Like, enough people have Googled these things. Now, this is not the stuff that was Googled on this computer, because that happens sometimes, too. Okay. That's not what this is. What this is this is what Google thinks you're going to finish when you're typing, why do white people blank? All right, so I figured in this segment, you'll pick out a couple of these questions, and I'll try to answer them for you on behalf of all the white people.
I love this.
And then I'll ask you a couple, and then you can try to answer it on behalf of all the black people. So why don't you go first?
All right, the first one that jumps off to me is, why do white people not have lips as you lick your lips?
Why do white people not have lips?
Yeah, as I'm staring at those thin paperclip-looking lips of yours. Thin.
I mean, I guess the better question would be, why do white people have smaller lips?
Sure. Like, I mean, that's like, an appropriate way of
asking. We as a whole, you know, we have lips for the most part. I would think that, you know, most of us possess lips. Now, as for the question, why do we have smaller lips? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that. Eddie, do you know why white people have smaller lips than black people?
Have to be some sort of reason, evolutionary.
Yeah.
That where they were predominantly found, that has some advantage, I would guess.
You don't have any white friends that don't have lips.
No, they all have lips.
Okay. All right. So there you go. So
not as full and
right.
The soup coolers don't get it done for you guys. This is tough.
That's
cooling
a weird
off
one.
The soup.
But think about how many people had to put that in there for Google to think that that's where you were going.
And we live in a world of lip fillers and everything else, so it kind of makes sense.
That's true.
There's an out for you guys now.
All right. This is a Google finish. Why do black people wash their chicken?
Because we don't want to die. Bottom line.
Everyone should, by the way.
Everybody should. Thank you, Eddie. Like, it should be a universal law. And for those who argue, oh, well, you know, when you cook it, all the stuff. Now, you ever, like, blanch your chicken? You see all the nastiness that comes to the water? It's gross.
Yeah.
So when I see people throw it down, like, there's TikTok videos of people just opening the packet, throwing their chicken right into the pan, and going. And I'm just like, man, you know, there's so much chemicals and nastiness that's thrown on that chicken. Just preserve it. And you don't care.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's ready to go. No, it's not ready to go. It's in a bloody pool of chemicals.
Now, when you wash it, are you just talking rinsing it off with water?
All you gotta do is put it in water and apple cider vinegar, or water and wipe it down with some limes and lemons. That's what we're talking about. Just getting the gook off it.
Yeah, see, I'm going to click on this to see if the answer that Google came up with is the black people don't want to die from their chicken. it says
salmonella.
Primarily, correct. Due to cultural tradition, believing it helps remove bacteria and impurities from the meat.
Correct.
That's where it's coming from.
Wash your chicken, people.
All right, so you got another one for me?
Yeah. Why do white people wear shoes in the house? which is a big no-no in my house. Take your shoes off. Like, it's,
and in Asian culture also.
Correct, Eddie. Like, it makes sense. I know for my house, because we have kids and my kids are all over the place. And as you truck through my front lawn, and wherever you've come from, to like walk on my carpet with your nasty shoes seems egregious. I think that should be another universal law.
Like once again, I don't feel like this is a common white person problem. I think this is more
economically driven. I have friends that come in, and sometimes I have to run. I'm like, hey, man, drop your shoes at the door. They're just like, oh, they look baffled that I've requested that.
And these are white friends?
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now in the house that we have now, my wife and I absolutely love, and we try to keep it as clean as possible with the children. So we immediately, all of us, take our shoes off. We make them take their shoes off.
We do the same thing. So this is what Google.
I know. It's an interesting one. I mean, you know, maybe because it's got to be laziness. That would be my answer.
It has to be laziness and just total disregard of anything you have going on in your house.
Right.
Whatever you have going on.
Lack of respect.
That's
going to be my answer.
Yes.
That's going to be my answer. That we have as a whole a lack of respect for homes.
Yeah. Showing up with your low dunks.
Man, there are a couple in here. I don't.
I can see by your face. There's a couple that makes you go, oh man, this is a. Yeah. This could take a left.
Yeah.
Ride the gargoyles. Ride them on in.
Well, I asked you the Dodge Charger one already. You didn't give me an answer.
Well, because there's no answer. I mean, it's affordable. The young kids love it. Mm. Unfortunately, they pop up on First 48 way too much for my liking. That's just way You're right. too much.
Right. Kevin Smokey Johnson.
In the heart of Memphis.
It's always with a nickname.
I know.
Nickname Boogaloo.
I know.
All right, so.
Fast Eddie from the South Side.
Oh, if you know that show, you know that show yep. we're talking about. All right. See, there's a lot of hair questions, and that is not done well here on the radio station, so I'm going to stay away from those. But how about this? Why do black people say axe?
I struggle with that from time to time. I think it's just how we hear the word and we try to reciprocate it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I get yelled at from my wife from time. She has that ass. It's ask.
Yeah.
We say axe.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. I don't know why. Plagues us.
You know what's funny too was a Pittsburgh when I was in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh. I'd get a little bit of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard that.
Like on a phone call, if I wasn't sure if it was a white or black guy and they went Pittsburgh, I'd go, I gotcha.
Really? Yeah. That's how you decipher.
Yeah, that's how that was yeah. And that was taught to me. By the way,
I have another one for you.
I got one more. Yeah.
Okay. It's not a hard one.
If you're joining us right now, we are not coming up with these questions.
No.
Google is coming up
Correct.
With these questions.
Google.
This is what Google thinks.
The reason I'm torn because I do this from time to time, but I went to Hofstra and this is where I picked it up. And it's pretty much why do white people wear shorts in the winter?
Yeah.
The guys love the kneecaps out.
It is true.
In 14-degree weather.
And I thought it was exclusive to fat guy, skinny guy, but it's not.
No,
there's a lot of guys. Yeah. You know what I think it is? It's like a faux toughness type of thing. Like, hey, you guys are wearing your pants and your jackets and I'm a man.
Yeah.
Like I'm not bothered.
Like my hairy legs out in this.
Yeah.
5 inches of snow.
And if they were staying outside for long periods of time, then true toughness. But if they're going from their house to their car, from the car to the store, not tough.
I was in Newark a month ago when it was bleeding cold out here, and I saw a white guy with, he had like a L.L. Bean quarter zip and the tightest khaki shorts I've ever seen on. And it was he was just flying down the block, just like no care in the world. And I was like, this guy must be on meth.
Was he jogging, exercising?
No. It looked like he was looking for a coffee shop. It was just easy breezy. And I thought to this guy, it was 20 degrees out.
Yeah.
Not a worry in the world.
Yeah, I don't think I have a great answer for it, but I will say faux toughness.
I know the one in the locker room that Connor was a running headline is that, you know, white guys never, one, wash their legs or put a rag to bar. Situation. They didn't use wash racks, and I didn't understand that.
Yeah, Jason Kelsey came flat out and said he had like never really washed his feet.
I just don't know how you don't look down.
Yeah, he just let whatever the water and the soap just go down there, and he thought that was good enough. Like he never actually reached down with any sort of cloth, loofah, bar, soap combination, anything to actually
I had a guy in the locker room, I think we were in a row one time, grab a bar of soap, barebacked it, and then tossed it to one of our guys. And I was just like, I know we're having a tough season. I know we're having a tough season. But there has to be a line. You can't go pits to face to butt and then toss it to your teammate without a rag. Like the fact that you're using it is egregious, but to just bare back or soap and then throw it to your buddy. And the guy used it. Not even a flinch.
Come on.
Just grabbed it, was like, yeah, and kept on talking. And I remember I think it was me and Austin Howard at the time. We just was like, this is, we have to have a rule. There has to be laws.
Yeah, that's.
Can't be tossing raw balls of soap to each other after just going headsy feetsies with it.
Right, that's a friendship level I don't want to reach with somebody.
When I'm talking about not a care in the world, never flinched.
Yeah, just like this is what we do.
Just dead hairs all over the bar. Just tossed it to each other.
Yeah.
And I remember just standing there with my Dove liquid body wash. Earth scented, by the way.
With Earth scented. What is Earth scented?
Just man. Man scented, pretty much.
So are these guys on the same side of the ball?
Yes, actually, it were, yeah.
Okay. So they were, did they play similar positions too?
I don't care if we was baptized together. I don't want that. All right.
All right. Gotcha.
Your body, your bar.